Coal pollution kills 6,500 Americans annually. The Sierra Club has released a new web tool that provides county-by-county data on the negative health effects of air pollution from coal-fired power plants. The tool, Out of Control: The Deadly Impact of Coal Pollution, 2026, shows the devastating impact of coal on public health across the country. With approximately 6,500 Americans dying prematurely each year from illnesses linked to coal air pollution, the tool highlights the urgent need for action. The updated web tool provides a detailed breakdown of the severe negative health effects of air pollution from coal-fired power plants, including asthma attacks, heart attacks, developmental delays, neurological disorders, and cancer. The data shows that coal is the dirtiest form of energy production, with emissions into the air and water causing these illnesses and even leading to premature death. This stark reality underscores the need for a swift transition away from coal and towards cleaner forms of energy. The Trump administration's slashing of public health protections has had a devastating impact on the environment and human health. Since 2025, the administration has rolled back even more safeguards, prolonging coal plant operations and exacerbating the health impacts of air pollution. This decision is particularly concerning given the overwhelming evidence of the deadly impact of coal. The updated Out of Control web tool also highlights the Trump administration's decision to stop considering the cost to public health when making future decisions. This move is a clear indication that the administration prioritizes the interests of the coal industry over those of the American people and the environment. In response to this devastating news, Sierra Club Beyond Coal campaign director Lori Williams issued a statement condemning the Trump administration's actions. She called on the administration to take immediate action to shut down coal plants and limit emissions, stating that coal pollution kills and that the administration should be doing everything in its power to prioritize public health.